Okay, let's learn. First of all, I'll give a big mazel tov from the entire chevra to Jeff and to Shona Weinberg on the birth of an anikel, a grandson, Shavuot Nachas and Brocha, and to thank Ralph from Radio and the whole chevra, and also the shiur should be a schus for a full shlema, rest of Tovah Bas Devorah, for Shem Sosach HaYisrael, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Shag V'dai, Ben Rav Shimon, and Shem Shavnaliyah, Le'isimcha Nachas and Brocha. Okay, let's learn Tzerev Pesach. We're on page Laman Aleph. In Meshivas Nefesh with the parish of Meshiv Nafshi, Rav Kivak. And this Torah of Ischaskes consists of two H's that are really inseparable. The first is what the tzaddik is explaining. The first is Sichas Chaverim. We're talking about that. Chaverim getting together and discussing the Avodas Hashem, Sichas Chaverim. I was very pleased. There were some other chevra in different places that told me that they're starting to do this, to arrange different chaburas, besichas chaverim, to try to begin with once a week. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And that the sichas chaverim revolves around the connection to tzaddikim, ideally to a particular tzaddik that they have a kesher with. Obviously, here we're talking about the tzaddikus adonim, Rabbi Nachman Breslov, Eschusi Aleinu. So again, lechatchila, if it's possible, be focused on that the whole chabura should be focused on on that tzaddik and the teachings of that tzaddik, and the hischaskes to the tzaddik. And the reason why that's so vital to the hischaskes working and chizuk being effective is because, as we were learning last week, with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't just the building that was destroyed. There was a Churban Hadas. It was a terrible, terrible destruction that came to our ability to be connected and to be focused on Elokus and so on. Because we're so caught up in Golus and the confusion. And therefore, every single one of us has to have a connection to a tzaddik, to those tzaddikim, that they're above the fray, that they're outside of the city, outside of the magefa of what's going on inside the city. Otherwise, a person is not in a matzav where he's able to receive chizuk at all. So this is what we're up to on page Laman Aleph. Ladas laham and shetaris at tzaddik ma'alas nafshas seinim. Darche hatikunim shet tzaddik oisek lahalas mishabov and esei ilov. We already had started this sentence last time. The different ways of the tzaddik to lift up those. The tikkunim that the tzaddik uses to lift up those who come to him are inyanim amukim haim, very, very deep things, and different for different people. Which is discussed at length in the Torah, which this piece is based upon in Yud Gimel. Alein rak lahamid l'adas she'ein ha'iskarvus v'limud b'sifrei Rabbeinu Zal inyan pashut. We have to believe, and we have to understand that the Eskarvus that comes through learning this form of Rabbi Nachman is not an Indian Pashut. It's not a matter of just learning in order to gain some insight and understanding, but the Tachlis is Chachus HaNefesh, to get out of Mitzrayim, to come to Yerushalayim, is Chachus HaNefesh. Echen yesh ladar b'al kach echadim chaveyo. That's why it's so important. And such an important thing when you have a group of chaveim that they're learning that Torah together. Where the chaveim are learning that Torah, that specific Torah. They're living in that specific Torah. They're davening the tefillahs of the tefillahs, and they're following the eitzes. They're in that Torah and they're learning it and talking about it and how it affects them and how each one has his own perspective of what that Torah means to him. Shagam im nidme lana shaloy atzonu klal. Michal ala kaidish vein shach les chadish leskorach legame mihaver. Because that way, even if it seems to the person himself that he's not able to get out of the mess that he's stuck in, to get out of the chol and to enter into a world of kedusha, and he's not able to get beyond the past, he's still stuck in certain things of the past and memories and thinking of the past. However, the tzaddik is very strong. The tzaddik is unbelievably strong. The tzaddik has the strength to lift us up out of all of those things. And through the tzaddik, a person has the ability to move forward in his life, to get past what was and all the mistakes of the past, and to be mischadish, to come to a place of mischadishes. The more that a person is mischazik in his belief, in his faith, in the koch of the tzaddik, and that the tzaddik, in every single teaching of the tzaddik is not saying over just, he's not saying over nice ideas, nice tires. Every single teaching of the tzaddik is the tzaddik's way of being oisik and out tikkunim, and the tikkunim that we need for our lives. The tzaddik is constantly being oisik in these tikkunim. Obviously, when a person has a connection to a living tzaddik and is able to come to the tzaddik and has a relationship with the tzaddik, it's a different madrega. But we believe in the koach of the tzaddikim, even the ones who have left the world. And one will see that all the time when you become very connected to a particular tzaddik. Then, like one of the chevru who's sitting here right now is very connected to the Mari Naim. And to the Torah of the Mari Naim has been learning it for years. And when you're in that place, when you have that connection to that tzaddik, so you begin to hear Eitzes coming out from that tzaddik. The tzaddik is talking to you. How to explain it? You don't have to go to something supernatural, something. There isn't an Indian like that. It's brought down in the Svarim. That you, when you connect very deeply to that tzaddik, so even though the tzaddik is no longer in the world, Shlomo talks about this, other tzaddikim spoke about this, that you're able to have, especially by the Yahrzeit, a tremendous aliyah, but even not by the Yahrzeit, you're able to have, through that particular tzaddik, you're able to see all kinds of things, and you're able to hear all kinds of etzes, and you feel that the tzaddik mamish knows your life and is talking to you, when you have that deep connection to the Torah of that tzaddik. Because the tzaddik is, the tzaddik in every thing that he was teaching, besides the Ruach HaKodesh, the tzaddik was every moment of it was thinking of ways to bring tikkunim to Jews, not just to educate, not just to inspire, but to repair, promise to repair, to lift up. So through connecting to the tzaddik, a person has the ability to wake up and to have his and to be able to get out of the yeush, the despair, and the kriyus, the coldness that he feels that he's stuck in. And to understand that there's a tremendous, tremendous koach of kedusha that's to be found in the teachings of the tzaddik. Ki limudim elu enim limudim yishanim. So you might think, oh, the Mari Naim lived a long time ago. The Rabbi Nachman lived a long time ago. The Tzaddikim from a long time ago. And maybe the Torahs are Chalila, are outdated. And sometimes when you look at certain Svarim, that not of the Talmud Baal Shem, but when you look at other Svarim, different Svarim, even though there's always a beautiful Torah that's to be gained by learning any Sefer, that's written by Talmud Chacham, by Tzaddik, but oftentimes the Eitzes or the Tikkunim that tzaddik was being Isaac in were very much connected to that particular time, to that particular place. But one of the miraculous things that we see by the Talmud Baal Shem is that when you enter into the Heichel of that tzaddik, you feel that it's mam ki'ilu the Sefer was written today. The Sefer was just written. It doesn't get old. The Sefer doesn't get old. The teachings don't get old. They're not old limudim. They're not old Torahs. Remember that every single Torah of the Talmidei Baal Shem is based upon the Zohar Kaddish and the Arizal. So the Zohar Kaddish, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Arizal Kaddish were talking till the end of time. Until the end of time, and the very, very open and clear Ruach HaKadosh. And all the Torahs of the Talmidei Baal Shem are built upon the Yesodos of the Zohar Kaddish and the Arizal Kaddish. And therefore, they're shining with his chadshus. Of course, any true tzaddik but in particular, we see this by certain tzaddikim, and especially by Rabbi Nachman, is very, very strong. And then, Mishrochem Hemi Lamala, Bechol Pam, Bo'or Chadash, Adesha Tzaddik, Ola Nafshe Lamala. Tzaddik himself is constantly being updated. While the tzaddik was alive, he would constantly ascend, in the way that tzaddikim know how to ascend, in order to bring down good news to the Jews of that generation, to be able to give chizik to the Jews of that generation. And even after the tzaddik has left the world, it's a remarkable thing. I say, Efshal Kabbal Yosef Yosef Amitas the Mudi HaEtzah Shel HaTzadik. And when you believe in this, and you remember this, and you connect to this, then you're able to receive more and more Eitzahs. More and more Eitzahs from the Tzadik. Even though the Tzadik is no longer here, Malach has come of a Kamav here, to be with the Tzadik in person. So the Maisa from this parak. The way to be able to hear and to receive true hischazkus. The lechatchila is to join with another person or with other people and to mischazik together with them with the koach of the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik is always oisik lahalis nafsha. The tzaddik is always busy trying to lift those up, especially those who are, to lift people up, especially those who had a kesha to the tzad. And what that means to have it is kashas with the tzad. It's a very, very basic, important, say, from the early Talmud Baal Shem is actually used by the Mori Naim. As Rabbi Yisrael Ber, Veladnik from Veladnik, said tzadik yisod olam. There are many, many moivsim that are connected to him. But there's a very, very deep and important basic sefer in Chassidus that's called Sheiris Yisrael. It was just reprinted. Yisrael Vahada came out with it now. With Biurim. Sheiris Yisrael just came out with Biurim. And the first part, the big part of the Sheiris Yisrael is the maimer that's called Shar Hischazkus. Shar is kashrus l'tzadik, not his chaskus. Shar is kashrus l'tzadik. The gateway of making a kesher with tzadikim, the whole maimer there, which is divided to different drushim, and Sheiris Yisrael is on this yisod of how to be miskasha to the tzadikim who are alive, and how to be miskasha to the tzadikim who are no longer in this world. So it's very, 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 very basic. Yisod is the Maimer from the Heilige Vladnaka. I was zocher to be by his seer. So Amish, the whole Vladnik is maybe twice the size of this room. The whole place. You have the base of Chaim there, where he is, the seer. And many, many, many Maisim that are connected to that Tzadik, the Shaysis. So. Oifen Shemiz Chazik im Chever Bekorcha Shal Tzadik, Shoysek Lahalas Navshu Lahamshech Le'or Shal Torah, Shechadish Oysel Legarmen. The tzaddik is constantly working to draw down for each person who connects to him the aura of Torah that will be mechadish that person specifically. Ke tzaddik ha'emes yochel l'saknoi ulo ayra bay hergeshim shel emes yischadish v'yizgabi v'yifana lirais Hashem v'kiyim ha'tayim. It's from the Lashon of the Eitzes. That The true tzaddik is able to bring it is able to bring a tikkun, to be ma'ir in a person, true hergeshim, true feelings of his chashes, and to be mezgaber over the Eitz Hara, and to connect with Yiras Hashem v'kima Torah. Umitoich kach shemeschazik b'koich shel tzaddik, and in this way that the person is meschazik the koich of the tzaddik. The friends can talk together and share their each one his own personal impressions of what the tzaddik was saying and what he heard from what the tzaddik was saying. And the chaver is the reason min hashamayim why different chaverim, why those chaverim are tafka connected to each other, talking about chaverim in limud haTorah and growing together. That they're connected in such a way, davka, to the teachings of that tzaddik, and then they learn that Torah together, and to talk about that Torah, and what are the practical lemaisa aces that they take out from that Torah, is the strongest path to growing in Avos Hashem. Hachemaitse ha'etsa amitas hech lechadish navsha ba'esa ace, and through that the person will find a true etsa, how to be mechadish himself, how to begin again in his Avos Hashem. Ki e efshala kabel kayach leschazik mitarish leschazkus. It's not possible to receive true hischazkus, even though you're learning all nice terrors of hischazkus. Im loshim ischazik lefnechein bekayach laruchanish latzadik, unless you try to connect to the koch aruchni of that tzadik, shamay les navshim tarish magala. Therefore, see nowadays, it's a beautiful thing. People are taking from all different Torahs, all different tzaddikim, which is very, very beautiful. But it's still very, very good for a person to have, for people to have, for chaverim to have a certain sefer that year, or for a few years, and to be mischazik through that sefer, and to talk together about that sefer, and then they'll feel an unbelievable aliyah through that tzaddik, that the tzaddik is taking them to a higher place. Even though it's very tempting to run around a lot, and because there's so many beautiful, beautiful things that are out there. I was saying this to my wife last week that when I was younger, so in those days there weren't many svarim around. I know it sounds like I'm talking about from 120 years ago, but I really just from 50 years ago, there weren't many svarim, and. Pretty much, you know, in those years, had a Kedushas Levi and Narim Lamelech, Torah, all the good Torah from the Baal HaTanya, and I was all the time in those same two or three svarim, all the time learning those same two or three svarim. There's for years and years and years, and I said to my wife, you know, I felt a stronger connection when I was like that than since, you know, a few years that looking to 1,000 different svarim, and because I'm so anxious to hear new ideas and to receive new ideas, which is wonderful. It's very, very exciting. It's very tempting. But in terms of one's avodas Hashem, nothing here about learning. So the Torah's limud. When you're learning Torah Limud, so then it's, of course, you always look to hear different things and ideas. But when a person is trying to really, really have an aliyah and to change his life, it's usually the way to do that is by being mizdabik to tzaddik, being mizdabik to his mind and his heart. And spending a period of time, a strong period of time, vegas to that, kashas to that tzaddik, and you dig in deep into who that tzaddik was, and you read stories about that tzaddik. You look up all different things about that tzaddik and his life, and that's a different type of limud. That's not just a matter of gaining new ideas and enjoying the limud, but it's to make a change in your life. To have it's a different way, and to learn that sefer be'iyun rav, many years I was learning the Maral Svarim and the Harachaim HaKadosh, to get mizdabik to that tzaddik and to try to learn every Shabbos, every Friday night, and to be connected to that tzaddik and to read about the tzaddik. And if it's possible to go to daven by the tzion of the tzaddik, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Then you begin to hear etzes that speak to you very personally. Mamish advice about to change, about to have an aliyah. And Allah has come of a kamada when you do that together with other chaverim, and you talk about this Torah and you learn it together and you discuss that Torah. Each one, what he felt, what he got out of that Torah. Therefore, the friend, when you're learning with somebody, and it's with the koich of the tzaddik that you're learning, and with that connection to the tzaddik, so that's a tremendous, tremendous advantage when it comes to having his chasnus. To being mischazik from the tzaddik. Hey, Lamed Beis Siman Daled. This is based upon, as you see, look at the Maran Yud Zayin. And if you have a chance, maybe over Shabbos, to learn Yud Zayin. Ideally, we should learn the entire Torah without end up spending months in the Torah and we didn't get the Meshivas Nefesh. But if you have a chance, take a look at the Torah. Sarach Ladaz. One has to know. Hashem is Baruch Mispar Afilu Makal Shabakalim Shabisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous pride, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shivyachol glorifies himself. He's a Mispar. Afilu Makal Shabakalim Shabisrael. Even with the Kal Shabbat Kalim Shabbisrael, even with the smallest Jew, I feel a Paisha Yisrael. And even with sinners, even with Paisha Yisrael, the Jews who are Paisha, Jews who are sinning. But the condition is, Kol Zman Shashem Yisrael Nikrola, as long as he's still a Jew. Kol Zman Shashem Yisrael Nikrola, as long as he still himself identifies as a Jew, he sees himself as a Jew. He himself is proud that he's a Jew, even though he's a Peshaya. He does all kinds of aveiros, but he cannot take himself away from Am Yisrael. He wants to be part of Am Yisrael. Kol Zman Shashem Yisrael Nikrolav Yech Bo Yisparus Prati. Because Baruch Hu has a very personal and intimate hisparus, pride. But this person doesn't feel that in himself at all. This thing that Akash Baruch Hu adores about him, loves about him. The tzaddikim have the ability to see that nakuda of pe'er. The tzaddik has the ability to see what's the hisparus that Kadosh Baruch has from this person. Rabbi Shlomo Kalibach used to tell a beautiful story about, maybe some of you remember, Rabbi Chaskel Kovet Shabbos. You remember the story? It's a beautiful, beautiful story. It was by the Kshanav, by one of the sons, the tzaddikim, the sons of the Vichayim, and that everybody in the town, well, I can tell the whole story. You could probably press a button and get the story of Chaskel Kovet Shabbos. But there was a person in town that everybody used to make fun of and joke about, and nobody even looked at him. He was like a nice, you know, outside of everything. And didn't take care of himself for Hulet. And the kids were always running around and throwing things and laughing at him. And when this tzaddik came to visit in this town, so everybody was, all the gevirim, all the chshuvim, and all the rabbanim, whatever, and the shivas, they were all pushing to get to the tzaddik. But the tzaddik looked and he saw that Chaskla wouldn't even push himself in at all. Chaskla stood because no one, he was always in the, he was in the back someplace just there, and everybody was waiting in line, and everybody said to the tzaddik shalom, and when it came to chaskala, so the tzaddik held his hand for a long time, and maybe this was with the Be'er Shel Shpatzina. It was a Kishana of the Shpatzina, I don't remember one or the other. And the tzaddik held his hand for a long time. The tzaddik asked him, "What's his name?" He said, "My name is Chaskel." And the tzaddik saw, and the tzaddik said, asked him that they, I don't know, remind me if I'm saying it wrong. The tzaddik asked him, "Don't they call you something else here?" And he said, "No, they call me Chaskel Kavod." So why do they call you Chaskel Kavod? So it's the whole the way Shlomo says it. Oh, well, I don't know how it's in the sefer, but that he said he explained that he knows that this world is so hard. But everything he does, everything he does when he because he's a schlepper and he's doing this, he always says even if it's Sunday or Monday, he says the Kavod Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos. And that he's waiting for the ultimate Shabbos that's going to be. He's waiting for Mashiach to come, and it's finally going to be the way that it's supposed to be. And there was more to it than how Shlomo said it and how he embellished it, because I didn't see it inside the safe. I don't know where it's been. So maybe it's from Be'er Shel Shpatzina in there. I don't know. But that's something like that. And everybody else in the whole place looked at him like he was a nothing from a nothing from a nobody. But the second that tzaddik set eyes on him, it was he saw in him that his whole inyan was Kavod Shabbos. They say that in many, many years ago, I should know, not many, 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 just not many, not many men. At the beginning of the 20s, at the early time of the 20th century. Yeah. So at that time, the Barrel of Bells was Susan, he went to visit, went to maybe to, I don't know, it was to Warsaw where he went. Could be that it was even when the laboratory was in Berlin. I just don't remember if the Rabbi Belzer went to Berlin to visit. Upon him, maybe it was in Berlin. And Rabbi Belzer, some of you might know that when he was Kaddish Hashem, Rabbi Belzer, when he would sit by the Tish and people come to give Shalom, he had his hand wrapped, he had his hand wrapped in a towel. He didn't let anybody touch his hand. He kept it wrapped in a towel in his hand. And so he gave shalom to everybody. And at that time, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was not Rebbe. He was the son-in-law of the Rebbe, of the Friedrich Rebbe. And he went with a close friend of his to the Belzer Rebbe's Tisch. And everybody, the Belzer Rebbe gave shalom. The Belzer Rebbe had the towel wrapped around. And then the Lubavitcher Rebbe came to him. He didn't know who he was. The Rabbi Belzer didn't ask him. When he came to, so the Belzer Rebbe lifted up his eyes, and he looked at the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he took the towel off his hand, and then he shook his hand, and then and the Belzer Rebbe said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Who he was." So that tzaddik recognizes. Well, the person you could hide, you could disguise yourself, but the tzaddik recognizes who you are. And I have Haskell had a bigger disguise than the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but the tzaddik recognizes that, and therefore the tzaddik sees the hispirus that Hashem has, that Kosh Baruch Hu, what he has with you. So with the Haskell, he saw that this, so he saw the tzaddik saw that this yid has an inyan of Shabbos that he brings to the world that other people don't bring such an inyan of Kavod Shabbos, that this yid on Sunday is the whole time the Kavod Shabbos. That the tzaddikim say that Yid doesn't know himself what it is, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees in this person something that he has great pride in, that he's mispar in this inyan of that person. Therefore, a person should never despair and think that Baruch Hu has pushed him away. Even if he has done terrible things and done all kinds of avarice. It doesn't mean that Hashem is not doesn't want you to do tshuva. It's not expecting you to do tshuva. But the person must know that with everything that he's done wrong, like Pasak Chavivus Hashem is Baruch Mimelakana. Of course, everybody asks, the Rambam's lashon is very strong, that Amish, he's a son, yesterday he was despised and hated. The strong lashon that the Rambam uses. The tzaddik, when he said that he was despised and hated in his own eyes, not in Hashem's eyes. There's no such thing, Chalil. Doesn't say then the Rambam that he was sonny, but in Hashem. He was a son, he was despised and disgusted before he did tshuva. But in Hashem's eyes, the pasuk chavivus Hashem is baruch mina kanal. The pasuk chavivus Hashem is baruch mina kanal. The love and the affection that Hashem's baruch has for the person has never ever stopped. That love, the affection that Hashem's baruch has, because he sees the good in that person. Because Baruch Hu sees through and sees that Nakuda of his spirals. There's a mispar in that Nakuda. And they put the Chavivus Hashem is Baruch Hu, amen. Somebody told me yesterday a very beautiful lesson that his father, that he heard his father using, because this person, his brother, he has a brother that went, I guess, went away from, no, but it's not in a good place. And with everything, the father shows him unbelievable warmth and love. And he told me that, I think his brother asked the father, how is it that you still treat me this way, like so nicely? So the father's lashon was this, I'm thinking about it since I heard this. It was only yesterday, but I'm thinking about it since I heard. So that his father told him, because I love you more than I love what, more than I hate what you're doing. I love you more than I hate what you're doing. That's love. That's a thing. I love you more than I hate the things that you do. That's really what the Tanya says in the base. To love the etzem of the person. She says, Leposach Chavivus Hashem is Baruch Hu Minakana. Balkein Adayin Yochel Loshuv L'Hashem. Therefore, the person knows that he still has a place to go home to. He knows that Hashem is always waiting for him. Because Baruch Hu has never, ever stopped loving him, never stopped ever forsaking caring for him. Leposach Chavivus Hashem is Baruch Hu Minakana. Never. It's not just that he tolerates the person, that Hashem is soivel the person. This is what I was saying before. Anshe Emes, people of truth, tzaddikim, people who know the truth of what a Jew is. They're able to see the aspirus, the pride that Hashem has, the good, the toiv, and the aspirus that Hashem has in the person. Afilu bagarur shebegrum, even the worst Jews. And anybody that has seen this, has read stories of the tzaddikim, knows that this is probably the main theme of the stories. Thousands of stories like this. The tzaddik. Yesterday was the art site of the Rebbe Rashab Sulsiyalim. Beis Nissen is the art site of the Rebbe Rashab. And there's a famous story with the guy that was that was one of his chassidim was a diamond, diamonds and expensive gems, and it was he had there was a whole Indian that he had with somebody being thrown out of the yeshiva, it was on Isa. And this person was involved with the yeshiva, I don't remember exactly. And the Rebbe Shab didn't agree with that. And this person was a diamond merchant, and the Rebbe asked him, because he said he's going on a trip and he has things. The Rebbe said, "Could I see some of the things that you're selling?" He took out his diamonds and he was showing, and he said to the Rebbe, "This is my most beautiful stone." And the Rebbe Shab said, No, I don't agree. I think this one is more beautiful. And then the guy said, well, this one is good. There may be some, no, I don't think so. I think this one's good. So the guy got annoyed, and he said, Rabbi, this is what I do my whole life. I'm a maven, I'm a mumche in diamonds. So the Rabbi said that, and I'm a mumche in Jews. Don't tell me who should be thrown out, who shouldn't be thrown out. I'm a maven in Jews. You're a mumche in diamonds. I'm a mumche when it comes to Jews. I'm able to see what a Jew is. You don't see such a thing. Therefore, there's so many stories like that where there were people that everybody didn't, that they were never shaykhs to, and that Tzadik Davka saw in that person such a something very, very beautiful in the Kudataiva. I feel a begruu, b'she begruu, to bring everything back to Hashem. So let's learn a little bit what this means, or what we could take from this. A very simple way. Because this goes back to what I was mentioning last week, but it says, that I mentioned from the Tiferet Shmuel from Alexander, that a person, the problem is that we don't see that in ourselves. And the avodah of the tzaddik is to help the person to see that good within himself. That's what the tzaddik uncovers, to show the person what who he is. So Chayv Adam Lirus Atzmo means that a person has to try to see the good within himself. Chayv Adam Lirus Atzmo, to see who he really is. The only way to get out of Mitzrayim is by that, or else you just look at yourself as a slave that's in the Memtesh Aritum. The whole Yitzhak and Shayim, the Baruch Shalom said to each and every one of us, Atta Chayv Lirus Atzmocha, to see yourself for who you are, to be able to see. The way that I look at you, to see yourself in such a way. That's how you get out of Mitzrayim. Dimin zem yusad al pitar yudzayin. Look at them around. Shtam adab rabbein azal mi'inyin hispirish Hashem zbarach mispirim kalechem Yisrael. And there in Yudzayin is a very, very beautiful deep Torah. There, Menachem speaks about this hispirish that Hashem is mispirim with every Jew. Moisef lonim reb nosen. When a person knows this, believes this, that Hashem is mispar b'chol echad, afil hakal shebekalim, even the simplest Jew or the worst Jew, that is what gives the person the chizik never ever to be misyayish, never to give up hope. Again, it doesn't mean that you should just not do anything and think of, well, Hashem loves me. Hashem's always proud of me, so I don't have to do anything. That's not what it means. As Rav Nosson explains over there, that's not what it means. Bini b'sicha zu mitzuyim yisoydes chayi ha-Torah shakol Yehudi. In this Torah, there are found many yisoydes. Mitzuyim yisoydes chayi ha-Torah shakol Yehudi, the life of Torah of a Jew. Cholod mitzorach levaris ha-yisoydes deim atzmo. And each person has to be mavar this, to look at this, try to mavar this yisod within himself. The person has to get into the habit that any time it happens that he sees himself in a matzav that is not successful, that is not good. Reikonia mubulbal, empty and confused, toyev machshavushal atzvos and lost. In thoughts of sadness, depression, all these hagoshes feelings that he's a lo yitzlach, that he's worthless, that he's empty, that he's nothing. Yorch miyad al divrei Rabbeinu Halalu, he has to run right away to Torah Yud Zayin, to what we're learning now. V'yikres lashon hakodesh, and to read Rabbi Nachman's lashon. V'yishanein as devarav, and to repeat them over and over, to repeat these words, this teaching. Heitev shuv v'shuv. Over and over to repeat this. Ad shetikones b'libah yediyah hazu, until this yediyah enters into him, deeply into him, v'yizkor v'yamar b'divrei ha'emes hallelu, and he'll remember and he'll believe in this true teaching, this true gilui revelation, shemelach malchei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu, asher gedulos ramus ad ein tachlis Hashem, the King of all kings. Hashbaruch Hu, whose greatness and Ramusu's exaltedness is ad ein tachlis, is infinite, without end. Yesh lam yimenu hanor gedoyla. See, we always think of infinite as being something which is very, very far away, right? Because that's how we think. We think that the universe, so you say, this is like infinite. So whenever you say the word infinite, you think of something that's very, very, very far. And that because it's so far, I can't be masig it. But by the tzaddik, and by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at things, infinite is not only in that direction, outward, it's also inward. It's inward. So when Rav Kook said that in davening we say, Ma'arabu ma'asecha Hashem, ma'arid godlu ma'asecha. So Rav Kook said, Ma'arabu ma'asecha, ma'arid kotnu ma'asecha Hashem. Every tiny little thing is you. Yeah, when you say Ma'arabu ma'asecha, so then you think, well, I got to get my glasses for the eclipse. I got one of my talmidim that lives out of town, so they had a better view of it. I saw it. I saw the eclipse the other day. It's a chash of a thing, but I wasn't so dispel. But so it's nice. But this talmid lives someplace where it was almost complete. The whole thing. It was very, very much. And the whole, he said it was dark, and there were bats flying around because the bats got all mixed up. They thought it was night, and they came out. He said there were bats flying all over themselves. That it became like night, and the animals were making crazy noises because the animals thought that that there was a slichus or something. I don't know. They were early, so they all went crazy. So there were people that they took airplanes, and they drove for many, many, many hours to go to see a better spotting of the how it looked. The eclipse, and a lot of people did that. I heard even from people that did that. They drove places. They flew, even a chashavi that someone told me he flew somewhere to see. Okay, to see Niflois Hashem, and it is something which is a fella. It's Niflois Hashem, because you feel that in some level you're closer to that which is infinite. But infinity is not just a journey far away. It's a journey deep, deep inside. And deep, deep inside means to see with a microscope. The two things, there's a telescope and there's a microscope. There's some scientists that they're Isaac the whole eyes are telescopes. The ones that are Isaac the whole, I don't mean to insult anybody, if they're scientists, I don't mean to insult, but in my very, very ignorant understanding of these things, the ones who are Isaac the whole eyes are telescopes, they weren't pearls so many things in the world. What did they do? What did they bring to the world? When you look at something that's very far away, so the ones that are all the time looking at telescopes, so what do they say? Send regards to Jupiter or something? What do they do over there the whole time? They're looking at something that's very far away. The Olam, the Chevra, that are Isaac with microscopes. Okay, they all kinds of refus and yeshuas. They brought to the world all kinds of gevaldige things. The ones who are looking inside. A microscope is to look inside. A telescope is to look outside. So the chaver that used the telescopes a lot, okay, they saw things far away. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say, oh, I wish I could go there. What do you do with that? Maybe they, again, I'm totally ignorant. So maybe you're going to tell me they have radio waves. And because of those radio waves, they're able to make better televisions or something. I don't know any of these things. But for sure, it would seem for sure that the oilers that's with microscopes, they're probably all kinds of gewaltige things. The ones that were looking to try to see infinity close up, not infinity far away. Seek inside, because Hashem's infinite, and because of that, he reaches down even the tiniest little Jew. That's what it means. He reaches down to the tiniest, and he sees the tiniest particle of good in a Jew. Because Hashem's working with the microscope. Yeah, we all heard smoothing about microscopes when we were growing up. It was always looking at our affairs, right? I don't know if you had that, if you heard that, Shmuz. Yeah. About the aveiros, about the stains and the ugliness and so on. And then it was always followed with something like, when you're 120, it's all going to be played back for you on a big screen. You ever have that, Shmuz? It's going to be on a big screen in living color. All your aveiros, they're going to play back for you when you come to Shemayim. That's what's going to happen when you come to Shemayim. So you can understand why people would say, I'd rather go to Gehenna. It sounds better in Gehenna. I'll go to these things, you know. I have a movie played back. This is what I get. My life is to have a movie played back like that. A person to think that the infinite eyes of Hashem is to look at every single, that's what he's saying, his spires, we list our, to learn in the prati, in this time, the prati is to see that article. It could be that no one else knows it, and Hashem as well sees deep with the microscope to see inside of who you are and what you've been through in your life, and Hashem is inspired with that nakuda that you have of Toiv. And the tzaddik, the tzaddik is Isaac and the tikkunim of that person to help to show the person who he really is and to help them to see that nakuda that's within him and to bring it out, to find all kinds of etzes, how to bring out that, to bring out that nakuda toiv, to bring it out. It's a different Talmud of mine that was describing to me, and he has to, for his work that he does, he has to be with not Jewish people, he's with people that come from very, very, very terrible, low places, low backgrounds, terrible. That if we would see them in the street, we'd get scared and we'd run across the street. But he has to be with them, and because that's where his malach is with these people. And he was telling me that you wouldn't believe how much good I see in these people. It changed his whole way of seeing people. He sees not I'm not saying they're not Jews, but he sees when he gets to see them closer, instead of just he sees them close. He sees a certain sweetness, a certain kindness. He said he had these. He said there's this group of guys that they mamish come from terrible places. They did themselves dirt. In their lives, things that are not good things, and he was described to that when he was because he lives he was going away from him. He said these guys, these scary guys, they're all sitting there, they're crying, we're going to miss you. They're talking like at a kumsitz or something. And the reason that he's able to bring that out, and I know because I'm very close to this Talmud. The reason that he's able to bring that out in them is he looks for the good in people, even in criminals. He looks for the good in them. Because even they have good in them. How do they become such people? They went through the way they were raised and what they saw in their lives. It's a pella that they're alive b'chlal. And this Talmud of mine, he's always, it was always the way, even when he was in high school, always to see the nekuda toiv in people. So he's got now all these criminals, they're his best friends. They all love him. They would do anything for him. And he says, of course, they do all kinds of things that are crazy things. But he was talking about this one football player. I never heard of him. I don't remember what the name is. He says, but a big, 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 big football player. He says that's a mishugan, like a little bit mishugan. But he was telling me that you wouldn't believe the toivus that he does for people. And the charity that he does for other people, right? Not just to write a check, but he goes like to do things for people, to help people out that it serves. Come on. To look for that nakud in a person. Behind me says this is rather yeah. So Malch Machem Lachem Vajbohu is your Ein Sof. So Ein Tachlis means that Shemesh Boch. Sees out the ain't tachlis, his eyes are infinite, but infinite inside, not just infinite far away. Hashem's the whole universe, infinite all the way, microscopic infinite. And Hashem has such nachas, like somebody whose kid just like you know won the contest or won the chidana tanach or something, or is like the did something, the kid did something givaldic. As Hashem has nachas like that from the nekuda toiv of a person, more than we could ever imagine, that a parent would have the biggest nachas from a child that did something that other people would say. Like, you drive around, you see, when you sit at a red light, you see people, you have people that like to put a lot of the stickers on the back of the car. That's also some sugar, something that is exactly. So I have my grandchildren put them on, then I peel them off. So they like to put stickers on the back of the car. And you have like, you see, like when you sit at a red light, you see the car in front of you, it says something like, my son, I don't know, one, something I don't even know what it is, school, and the school won something, or spelling bee. It says like, they made special stickers for this father to put, or this mother to put on the back of the car. Kilo, the rest of the world could care less whether your son knows how to spell or doesn't know how to spell. Nobody cares about whether he spells, he doesn't spell. But this father has to, or the mother puts on the back of the car, my son is a finalist in the spelling of, you know, the junior high and high school, my son is a finalist. So it's a good thing. It's a natural thing for a parent to feel. So, and Hashem is covered with stickers. Wherever Hashem goes with this, the Shekhinah goes, there's stickers. My Yankee, he won the contest because he was Misgaber on the Yetzer Hara last night at 12:30 a.m. when he felt like doing some terrible thing. He is Misgaber, and Hashem has a sticker. And all the Malachim said, what is this? Who is this? It was, yeah, this is my. And the Malachim said, that's Nachas. That's such a big deal. But Hashem says, yeah, Hashem is Nachas. More than anything we could ever imagine such a thing. Okay, so let's give him some naches and daven mincha. We have a meeting. Galactic and Shabbos. No, this will continue after Yom Tov, Bezras Hashem.